And of course, the drilling for that has started. Like I mentioned yesterday, we started the drilling program. So you and your listeners can look forward to ongoing news releases over the coming year and a half to hopefully identify a much larger resource than we currently have. And the resource we currently have is economically viable in the extreme. Because when you look at taking gold at $3,500 an ounce, we're looking at an after-tax net internal rate of return of over 50%. And when you take gold at the current price of $4,700, the internal rate of return goes closer to 100%. So we're in for an exciting time with the drilling at Cerro Caliche. And as we continue to push forward to get the MIA, or the Environmental Impact Statement, approved, then you've got multiple sources of news and newsworthy events over the next year.
Ken McLeod, John Darche, Sonora Gold, good afternoon to you, my friends. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andy. Great to see you again. We're all well here. Yes, Andy, good to see you.
It's always really good to see you, my friends. Great seeing you down in Atlanta, Ken. I hope it was worth your time, and I trust that it was.
I may as well butt in here right now, Andy, just to say it was an exceptional co conference you put together there. I felt like I was coming home to meet our Atlanta family. That was very well executed by you and very well received by us here. And as I understand, by the investors in Atlanta as well.
That is correct, and thank you for your kindness and your kind words. But let's get to it. So what's interesting to me is this progression of you guys. When I first met you 18 months ago, I want to say, and I became an investor, it was I really did it on bet on you guys and the trust I had in you guys, and I did like the project, and I thought you were way too cheap for what you had. But then that's just my opinion. Recently, though, Ken, you guys have raised a war chest, $24 million, correct me if I'm wrong. And then you also acquired two landscapes and one other piece of land that's under a letter of intent. Talk to me about that, what the plan is, and I mean, what's going on? This is a big deal.
Well, as you may recall, the initial plan with the original Cerro Caliche property was 1,350 hectares. And we felt very strongly that the potential for that was up to 300,000. So, sorry, my apologies. The potential for that was up to 3 million ounces. And we worked on the basis of, we put together a PEA that demonstrated the value of that. And most recently, the PEA was based upon 16,000 tons per day throughput over a 10-year life of mine. And that was based upon mineable ounces of very close to 800,000 ounces. So when you take the recovery rate into account and mine optimization, production of just under 500,000 ounces. So we were very happy with that. But along the way, the price of gold has stimulated our interest dramatically in the areas surrounding us to the north and to the east. And so we started off on an acquisition binge, so to speak, not out of pure blindness, but to go in there knowing we've spent years examining ex and doing some initial exploring on the surrounding concessions. And lo and behold, in earlier this year, we expanded to the north by approximately 20, 24, 2,700 hectares in total. So in essence, we tripled the size of the resource, mostly to the north with a little bit to the south. And so on that basis, we ended up at 4,000 hectares. And there was a recent acquisition that was we had been intent on acquiring, oh, since 2018. And that added the potential for high quality mineralization as well, because there was a fair amount of drilling done on that 50 hectare concession. And so the area to the north of us has become a very prime target for us. But at the same time, there's another project to the east of us. that we've been examining for the past at least 8 years, and possibly even longer. And this area to the east is what we announced, I believe it was yesterday we announced it. So we're acquiring additional land to the east, which brings the total area under our control to 9,000 hectares. And once
That's a
again,
lot of land.
I want to emphasize that so much work has been done on this new area to the east, because there's been over 25 years of exploration done on that area. And one of the areas where we have announced that we are acquiring, we're in the process of acquiring a 51% interest through the expenditure of $9 million in exploration on the property, is the heartbeat of the area to the east, because multiple operators have been working in this area in the past, and but the vendor was not interested in selling to anybody until we started getting seriously negotiating with them in the past few months. So we've been very, very fortunate now in acquiring the letter of intent, a binding letter of intent with the vendor to the east now, and that, like I mentioned, it brings us up to 9,000 hectares in total. And once again, there's a wealth of data that is associated with these new concessions as well. And we have to spend the next few months working on acquiring that data from the vendor and put it into our database, so that we can start to convert some of the non-43-101 compliant information and data into using the latest exploration tools to convert that to hopefully a resource that we can announce in due course. So that is the essence of it. The idea behind these acquisitions is to take known areas of mineralization and add them to the Cerro Caliche resource as it stands today, which is approximately mineable ounces of just under 800,000 ounces, and then expand it so that we have a district scale property that we feel has a potential for multi-million ounces of potential, and that abuts the Cerro Caliche, Santa Gertrudis, operated by Agnico Eagle to the north, and to the east and southeast, the Mercedes mine property. So we're very strategically situated here, and we believe we actually command the heartbeat of this new district, which at the moment centers around Cerro Caliche. So we're in for some exciting times, and we just recently announced we're conducting a 50,000 meter drilling program on Cerro Caliche itself, and the new extension to the east now. It's going to take us several months to compile all the historical data, and then we start moving forward to conducting our own exploration program as well on that.
Excellent. John, comment about that and what Ken said. It looks like you guys are on the fairway, and a key word that Ken said, it looks like you guys have a district project or projects. But talk to me about that.
Certainly, Andy, but I would like to put things into context. The first thing is, we've always said that we're business people, and this is not a promotion, it's a business that we're running here. And as you know, we've been fairly prudent, never overextending ourselves. And whenever we needed funding, the insiders put up money as loans unsecured.
Yep.
So we were very comfortable in moving along, except when we were faced with the higher gold price and this opportunity to move forward, and also greater interest being shown in the company. So we will continue to move to production. We're not moving away from that. That's key. Whether we actually end up with a larger scale production is yet to be decided. So when we looked at this opportunity which came along here, acquiring the land, and our geologists came up with all this historical information of all the activities and the drilling, et cetera, even though we can't publish them because they're not 43-101 compliant, it gave us enough confidence to say this is the right thing to do. So what we have done, as you identified, the financings that we did, and I would mention, apart from the financing that was done in April, they're all free trading. And I know people get all concerned, oh, when they become free trading, the stock's going to fall. Look at our chart. It goes down, what, a couple of cent, then it continues to move forward. A reflection of the fact that we have not only a strong loyal shareholder base, but those coming into the financings with us now share our vision for the future. So to expand on what Ken is saying, these come at the right time. We have now good backing. We've seen that. We've seen we've got the activity in the marketplace. We've got the liquidity. We've got the growth. So it's just all these things have come together at the same time. So in the past, I've said to you, is Sonora is a bit like hiding in plain sight. Well, now we've been seen, and there are sort of hungry eyes looking at us, and that's fine. People can watch what we do. We welcome what they see. We have a good future here, Annie.
Yeah, you really do. Well, let's get back to the map to either one of you comment, just so I'm and my viewers are aware. Sonora Gold is the new concessions are in the red, correct? And then
And blue, and
and the
blue.
blue and the blue. And now
Yeah,
you
blue.
just you acquired the yellow, correct?
Correct.
You guys are right on the fairway, and I'm just looking at around you. Yeah, I mean, you're just looking at it, seems like you can draw your own conclusions. You got a lot of eyes on you now.
We do have a lot of eyes, and the buzzword in the mining community in Mexico is that Sonora and our concession, our Cerro Caliche concession, are now a force to be reckoned with.
Wow. Well done. Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, and Ken, this might be a question for you, is how what's it like, or what's it like now dealing with the Mexican government now in the area? Yeah, and do you still, what's the path to permitting? Because now you got this huge land package to drill, and yet you still, as John alluded to, nothing's changed about taking into production. So you really are. You got two prongs going. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We definitely have two prongs going, and we call it the hybrid approach, going towards production and getting into production to generate revenue, which will then be applied towards future drilling, and at the same time taking advantage of the high gold price of between $4,500 and $5,000 to raise capital to enable us to start drilling now. And as a result, we've started the drilling. As of yesterday, we started the drilling program, 50,000 meters over the next 12 to 15 months. And on the basis of having completed that, we do anticipate an increase in the mineralization for the entire project. But there'll be two drill rigs associated with the drilling over the next year. One of them will be on the original Cerro Caliche area, where the pit shells are situated, and where the PEA has demonstrated approximately a mineable ounces of 800,000. And if you were to examine closely the pit shells, you'd see that there's ample opportunity to increase the resource within the pit shells and surrounding the pit shells, because there's sterile ground that needs to be drilled in order to convert it from sterile into a mineralized zone. The net result of that will be the more ground that we convert from sterile to mineralized, the strip ratio is reduced. Once you reduce the strip ratio, the cash cost per ounce are reduced. And so I do expect that from the current $1,800 cash cost per ounce, that by infilling some of these areas that are currently sterile, that we can reduce the cash cost per ounce, which of course enhances the value of the project
Yep.
as well.
Yep.
So going to the northern area now, and I think this is going to be an exciting area for us, because historical records show that this is a highly mineralized zone. And
And
we
Ken, when you say the northern area, you mean this right here that I'm showing on my computer screen, correct?
it's the northern two-thirds of the yellow area, which was the extension we announced a few months ago
Got
to
it.
the original Cerro Caliche. And we know that much mineralization has been demonstrated in this northern area. And unfortunately, a lot of it is non-compliant with 43-101, but the data is there. So it's going to be very easy for us now to use that historical data and target the drill sites that we need to in order to start generating a resource in this northern area. And so it's very low risk drilling for us. And I'm really looking forward to get putting a second rig on there in the next 1 or 2 months. Now, if, as far as the eastern part, where the red area and the blue area is concerned, there's been exploration in those areas for the past 25 years. Quite a few operators have gone in there and done work on it. The vendor has been obviously reluctant to give up too much of a percentage in these properties until now. But we have sat down. We've been working with the vendor now for many, many months, and we're of the same opinion that that there's a great potential for these areas. So what we call, let's call them the brand new concessions, and that we can work together on demonstrating in the area of the blue zone, that we're acquiring a 50 week for an expenditure of $9 million in exploration expenditures, we earn a 51% interest. So this is
Wow.
what really made the difference for the vendor, in that he wants to remain involved and demonstrate as much value for that concession and the rest of the concessions as possible. We want him there because he's been operating on the concession now for the past 20 years, and he's been doing multiple drilling and multiple surface explorations as well. So it's a symbiotic relationship. It's a very cohesive relationship between us, and we are very much of the opinion that working with a vendor will yield a tremendous amount of goodwill, and will enable us then to really have a good shot at creating a mineralized zone here that we can convert to a resource in due course.
Got it. John, question for you here. It's Ken talks about mineralization near surface. Is this still going to be an open pit mine, or would you have the optionality of going underground, or what's the plan on that?
Well, let me just say this. That's the best unknown answer. Is there an underground deposit? If you look at some of the very high grades that we have, it's Guadalupe, El Colorado, very similar to Mercedes mine. Is there an extension? Is there some connection or not? And not to quote other people, but I remember John Kaiser wrote once, which is that Sonora is an open pit operation, will make a lot of money. If it becomes an underground operation, then the evaluation obviously is much different. So yeah, we will examine all that. And I think the strategic drilling program that we have, it takes into consideration potentially looking to see what's there. But that's not really our main focus at this time. Our main focus, as I understand it, is to expand the number of ounces that can be open pittable.
Yeah.
And of course, the drilling for that has started. Like I mentioned to yesterday, we started the drilling program. So you and your listeners can look forward to ongoing news releases over the coming year and a half, to hopefully identify a much, much larger resource than we currently have. And the resource we currently have is economically viable in the extreme. Because when you look at taking gold at $3,500 an ounce, we're looking at an after-tax net internal rate of return of over 50%. And when you take gold at the current price of $4,700, the internal rate of return goes closer to 100%. So we're in for an exciting time with the drilling at Cerro Caliche. And as we continue to push forward to get the MIA, or the Environmental Impact Statement, approved, then you've got multiple sources of news and newsworthy events over the next year.
Got it. Well, Ken, well, actually, John, what can investors and viewers and listeners expect over the summer? Or either one of you, if you can answer that.
I would say, Andy, is the complete metamorphosis from Sonora as a caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah, no, you guys, I would say a pardon me, I'm interrupting you. I'd say a bear cub to a roaring grizzly bear or a lion.
Well, I'm a bit more gentle than you, Andy. But the reality is, it's been there all the time. What we now have is, through good fortune with gold, good fortune being able to get the additional land, The support that we see coming in here is that people, shareholders, and those who are watching this can expect to see some really good things happening. There'll be drilling that's coming out. I'm sure there'll be other activities that will happen as well. But it is something now I would say for your listeners to understand. As we said in previous messages, we, the company, have all the essential components to be successful. The insiders, proven business people, successful, who have a lot of their own money into this. We own 28% of the shares at some 20 odd cents plus. A strong European shareholder following who've backed us all the way. Every time we do a financing, there's liquidity, the shares don't fall off. So we are attracting more and more what we regard as people who see the potential. And with this land acquisition, especially the LOIs, when they get converted into formal agreements, which hopefully will be within about 10 days or so, we are now the stage is set for something really good to happen this year. And as Ken said, we will be releasing information, and as the drilling progresses, it's not wildcat drilling. It's basically adding to the ounces. So I think our shareholders can expect to see some interesting times.
Fantastic music to my ears. John, if somebody wants to do some more due diligence, where do they do that? What's your website, as well as what's your where's your stock traded? What exchanges, and what are your ticker symbols?
On the OTCQB, it's SMOFF.
That's where I bought it. Go ahead.
And on the Frankfurt Exchange, it's 23SP, Sierra Papa.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for your time. Love to have you on again really soon, probably in the next couple of weeks, to talk about more good news.
Like, thank you, Andy. Much appreciated.
Pleasure's
Thank you
all mine.
very much, Andy. Thank you.